While we continue our pregame here at StormLakeRadio.com, also in Northwest Iowa, Storm Lake football, of course, on 92.9 The Moose. Chris Bachman joined by head coach Rudy Week, who has his 6-0 Toreros taking on a Spirit Lake team that is 5-1. A lot of hype throughout this week, coach. It's time Friday night to play some football.
Yeah, it's been a game that's gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I think that we've got two good football teams.
Yeah, I thought you made some great comments. I know Storm Lake Football via Twitter shared the story from KCAU this week, and you made the comment that, you know, each game gets bigger and bigger as you continue to win. And I mean, hopefully a victory here tonight, and then next week's bigger, and week 9 is bigger. I mean, that's what comes with success.
Yeah, it definitely has not gotten any less pressure packed from the beginning of the year. You know, I always thought that it was going to. I thought if we just beat Cherokee, then it kind of loosens up the season. Oh, but then we got Pocahontas. We need to win that one, and then it's district football, and it never gets any smaller. So it's fun. You know, it's been a blast this season, and I'm looking forward to hopefully some more big games yet this year.
Back me up to last week now, Coach. All 24 of your points came in the second and third quarter in a shutout victory over Lamar's. Your thoughts one more time.
Yeah, I thought Lamar's was a really good team. I thought that they were the best team that we have played so far, or at least they played it on Friday night. We struggled to run the ball a little bit in there, and I think that our passing game really helped open up that game. But they're a good team, and I think they're going to give some people some problems.
Well, they have three more games, including here tonight. We have three more games, starting with Spirit Lake on the road. Coach, I look at their stats from a week ago. They had a running back that carried the ball 24 times.
Yeah, you know, and our offense just isn't built that way. Where I've said before, I think Josh Word is one of the best running backs in the state, and he doesn't get the ball that often because we just have so many capable guys that we can really keep Josh fresh and our other guys fresh, so that when they do carry the ball, they can do so with 110% of their abilities. But obviously, when you're playing a team that is willing to give their playmaker the ball that many times, you've got to be ready to stop that guy.
Well, you have the defense to do that. I'm sure you'll stress that in practice Thursday night.
Absolutely. It's trying to get them to understand what Spirit Lake will probably do or what they might do on certain formations and in certain situations, so that when it comes up in a game, they can do it with 100% speed without having to think about it. That's what we're trying to get them to get to right now.
All right, so give Storm Lake Toreto fans that are listening in right now, give them an idea of what your team will see when Spirit Lake, first of all, is on offense.
When Spirit Lake's on offense, I think you're going to see a lot of jet sweep, a lot of guys going in motion. They like to pass it, especially throwing bubble and bullet and get their athletes on the outside and try to make plays against some smaller defenders. And I think that you're going to see they shift a lot. They'll line up in one formation, and it looks like, you know, the whole backfield will shift into another formation, and they'll run sweep out of that or they'll run zone. I think you'll see a team that doesn't make very many mistakes, and if they do, then we've got to capitalize.
What about on the defensive side of the football?
On the defensive side, you'll see a 3-5 defense, and they'll be throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. I think that we'll see a lot of stunts. I think that they will be trying to confuse us and disguise their stunts. So we've got to keep our heads up and be football players. We've got to think it through and make sure that we're doing the right stuff on every play.
So then how does your offensive line tie in with that? If they're throwing all this at the guys up front, how do you help them protect Michael and open up some running lanes?
You know, it's hard. It really is, because they just have to play smart football. They've got to keep their eyes up. They've got to see the stunts as they're coming. But we also do a lot of zone blocking, meaning that we don't necessarily have a man, we have an area. Our big rule is that nobody crosses your face. If you're going to block somebody and someone else is trying to get over the top of you, you've got that guy now. We're big on the most dangerous guy is your guy. So that helps sometimes to simplify things. We do a lot of double teams and things like that, and that can help as well. But it's really just doing what we've practiced, and what we execute every day in practice needs to carry over for Friday night.
Well, you and I get together Thursday afternoon shortly before your Thursday practice, which it certainly looks like it'll be your second one inside. Coach, what might be some of the last things you stress or say to your team in preparation for this big one?
You know, we try not to do anything different based on the magnitude of the game, because, you know, every game has been our most important game to date. So this game is no different in that sense. So the biggest thing for us is just, you know, we need to get a good night's sleep tonight, look over the playbook, watch some more huddle, and make sure it's fresh in our mind. But we've just got to get ready to play football.
I know you will. Have that team ready. The Tornadoes, green and white, at Spirit Lake. Coach Rudy Week will talk after the game.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll have more in the pregame coming up to our 7 o'clock kick right here on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.